From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
's broadcast, South Korea is set to send into space its first domestically developed rocket on Thursday. North Korea says its missile test didn't target the United States, expressing deep concerns over convening a UN Security Council meeting over the launch. And prosecutors investigating a major land development scandal raid the Seongnam mayor's office after criticism that it was excluded in previous searches. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. South Korea will launch its first domestically developed satellite launch vehicle at 5 p.m. Thursday, an hour later than initially expected. The committee tasked with the effort unveiled the final countdown for the Korean Satellite Launch Vehicle 2, or NURI, which will take off from the Naro Space Center in Gohung, 473 kilometers south of Seoul. The committee, however, said the schedule may change if winds blowing 10 kilometers above ground are stronger than the load that NURI can withstand. The committee said an hour-long delay was inevitable after they spent that much time inspecting the valves on NURI's lower system earlier that day. NURI is a three-stage rocket that will place a 1.5-ton dummy satellite into the low-Earth orbit of 600 to 800 kilometers. If launched successfully, South Korea will become the world's seventh country with independent capabilities to launch a satellite into orbit from its own soil. North Korea said Thursday that its recent missile test did not target the United States and expressed deep concerns over convening a UN Security Council meeting on the launch. The North issued the position a day after confirming its test firing of a new type of submarine-launched ballistic missile from the northeastern Cheongpo area. According to the North's official Korean Central News Agency, a spokesperson of the Foreign Ministry said on Thursday that without obstruction of the North's rightful exercise of sovereignty, there will never be an incident raising tensions on the Korean Peninsula. The spokesperson then said that the U.S. and U.N. Security Council could face more grave and serious consequences if they make the wrong choice. The official stressed that as the launch was planned purely for national defense, not targeted at the U.S., there is no need for the U.S. to worry. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield has called on North Korea to fully implement UN Security Council resolutions. Speaking to the media before an emergency UNSC meeting requested by the U.S. and the U.K. on Wednesday, the ambassador called the North's latest series of ballistic missile launches unlawful and unacceptable activities that are in violation of multiple Security Council resolutions. She also called on members to fulfill their sanctions obligations under the resolutions and prevent Pyongyang from accessing funds it needs for its missile development program. Meanwhile, quoting diplomats, the AFP said no member of the council proposed a joint statement at the meeting. The Defense Ministry has vowed to boost its missile defense capabilities and strengthen cooperation with the U.S. against the North's missile threats. In a report submitted for a parliamentary audit session Thursday, the ministry said it will establish an immediate response system by expanding missile detection and interception assets. Though North Korea has continued its missile development, the ministry said its latest submarine-launched ballistic missile is believed to still be in an early stage. The Defense Ministry also believes that the North's SLBM technology lags about 5 years behind South Korea. Prosecutors investigating political favor allegations surrounding a lucrative development project in Seongnam raided the offices of the Seongnam mayor and mayor's secretary on Thursday. The raid came after prosecutors faced criticism for excluding the mayor's office in previous raids of the city hall, which had the final decisive power in approvals and permits for the project. With the latest move, observers say prosecutors are likely to expand their probe into Gyeonggi Province Governor Lee Jae-myung, who was Seongnam mayor at the time of the project, and his aides. Meanwhile, prosecutors are, in a separate move, seizing materials from the city's Information and Communication Department. Prosecutors investigating the Songnam land development corruption scandal are grilling four key figures for a second day on Thursday. Authorities are speaking with Kim Man-bae, Nam Uk, and Jung Yong-hak, private partners in the project, as well as Yoo Dong-gyu, the former acting president of Songnam Development Corporation. Prosecutors are interrogating the figures to shed light on allegations that the city-run developer gave preferential treatment to private investors in exchange for bribes. Based on Thursday's results, prosecutors will decide whether to request an arrest warrant for Kim and Nam. They'll also assess whether to indict Yoo on charges of bribery, embezzlement, and misappropriation before his detainment period is up on Friday. Former Prosecutor General Yoon Sung-yeol, a leading presidential contender for the main opposition People Power Party, expressed regret over comments he made that seemed to defend former President Chun Doo-hwan. At a press conference on Thursday, Yoon said he humbly accepts all criticism, that his comparison was inappropriate. He also pledged to further honor public wishes and work to achieve a change of administration, stressing that he has repeatedly called to include the spirit of the 1980 Gwangju pro-democracy movement in the Constitution. Yoon denied he ever intended to defend or praise the Chun administration. In an attempt to explain his comments, Yoon said that what he meant was to promise that he would entrust experts in different areas with authority should he become president. The controversial comments were made on Tuesday at a meeting with party officials in Busan, where he said that some thought Chun did well in politics despite the coup and Gwangju crackdown. More than 1,400 new COVID-19 cases were reported on Thursday. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said that 1,441 infections were compiled throughout Wednesday, including 11 from overseas. The daily figure dropped by 130 from the previous day and by nearly 500 from a week earlier. The case number also fell below 1,500 for the first time in 14 weeks for a Thursday. 11 more deaths have been reported, raising the death toll to 2,709. The government will hold a public hearing next week on ways to ease social distancing and healthcare operations before the country transitions into the with COVID-19 system in November. Senior Health Ministry official Son Young-rae said on Thursday that the hearing will be held in Seoul on Monday afternoon. The government is also gathering consensus from experts in various sectors through two public debates ahead of next week's hearing. The second debate will be held Friday afternoon. With the vaccination rate expected to reach the targeted 70% by Monday at the latest, the government is reportedly looking to start the transition as early as November 1st. A panel of government officials and civilian experts was launched earlier this month to draw up a roadmap for the transition. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index fell 5.8 points, or 0.19%, on Thursday, closing the day at 3,007.33. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.